Earlier this month, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio stunned city employees and other city hall observers when she announced that she was privatizing security and janitorial services in the city. The mayor said she was making the move due to reduced revenue coming into the city from property tax reform. At the time, some city council members expressed dismay, but today they went further by asking for the administration to explain in more detail why it's happening and whose lives are being upended. The request was made by City Councilman John Dienfelder, who said he understood Iorio's concerns about saving money. But he said that since the council would ultimately have a legislative role in the process, it wasn't inappropriate to have a member of Iorio's staff speak to the council on the privatization plan.
It's my understanding that the next step in that process is that the mayor would come back to us during that process after she bids out the privatization of those two departments and those two services. She would come back to us with contracts with private vendors and say, okay, I found this private vendor, they're going to do it for this amount, but at the end of that process, council has to approve that contract, just like we approve every other contract. So council would have a role in this. Otherwise, the buildings won't get cleaned and the facilities won't remain secure.
Although Mayor Iorio held a news conference 2 weeks ago to announce her plan, City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said she felt the council was entitled to hear directly why the mayor wants to lay off nearly 100 city workers.
We ought to be able to hear the taxpayers how much money we're going to save and how that's going to be done.
The mayor said that in privatizing some services and consolidating others, the city would save over $3 million. At her news conference, Iorio acknowledged that even if the laid-off employees were to get new work with private companies that the city would use, they probably would not get health benefits that they currently enjoy. City Councilman John Dienfelder said he wanted to hear from the city's Human Resources Department on specific information about these employees' situation. Dienfelder said he has been informed that 38 people in the janitorial department and 50 in security are scheduled to lose their jobs.
The 38 in janitorial, their average salary is $31,000 per year, or $38,000 with benefits. The 50 in security is average $36,000 per year, or $46,000 with benefits. That's good information, but I think this other information is important too. Length of service with the city. Are these folks, you know, how long have they dedicated their lives to the city that we might be laying them off?
Are they ready for retirement?
Exactly. Maybe if they're all ready for retirement, then it's a moot issue, but at least we need that information. And then also, I think it's extremely important how many dependents each one has on the city's health insurance program. Because those are all factors that I think council might want to be aware of.
Earlier in the day, the council held a workshop on affordable housing in Tampa. City Councilwoman Linda Salcena said the issues are related.
I think the health care issue is extremely important. The income issue proves that all these people are in the category of being eligible for affordable housing because their housing doesn't allow them to purchase housing unless they have some kind of public subsidy. But the health care issue to me is very significant because it's my understanding that the private firms do not supply health care. And if we're looking comprehensively at the impact on people's lives, that's a huge, huge concern. And I think it's something we all need to be cognizant of.